All of the instructions needed to make living creatures are found in the genetic code of their DNA. And those instructions really are written in a kind of code. It depends on just four letters, molecules, really, that are known by the first initials of their chemical names. The initials are A, C, T, and G. Well, now, for the first time, scientists have inserted a couple of new synthetic molecules into nature's genetic alphabet. And as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, adding those alien letters seemed to suit life just fine.
The English alphabet has 26 letters you can use to write all kinds of words and sentences. But imagine what it would be like if your alphabet was much smaller. What if, like DNA, you only got 4 letters?
Maybe you get 3 consonants and 1 vowel.
Floyd Romsberg is a chemist at the Scripps Research Institute in California. He says, think of how limiting 4 letters would be.
Maybe there are some words you can write and you can string them together to make sort of primitive stories. But if you could have a couple extra letters, there's more that you could write.
A lot more.
Having the ability to store increased information would allow you to write more interesting words, bigger words, more complicated words, more nuanced words, better stories.
That's why Romsberg has been on a mission to add new letters to the genetic code. Life has gotten along fine with 4 letters for billions of years, but he says, why stop there?
It's not so much that I think life needs more genetic information, but I think that there are things that we could really learn and drugs that could be developed by getting cells to be able to do more.
His team has created a couple of synthetic molecules that can be inserted into DNA right alongside the usual A, C, T, G. And what do they call these new letters?
This is embarrassing. We have really horrible names. They're abbreviations for very complex chemical names, so we call them 5, 6, and NAM.
The awkwardly named molecules were inserted into the DNA of a common lab bacteria. Its genetic code contains hundreds of thousands of letters, so it was like someone inserted a couple of letters from the Cyrillic alphabet into an English text. The bacteria were specially engineered in a way that let them make copies of these foreign letters, just as they copied the natural genetic code as they divided and grew.
This is the first time that people have integrated a truly synthetic, a man-made thing, into the machinery, into, in this case, the most fundamental aspect of the machinery, the DNA. And obviously, we can now store more information than we could before.
The researchers describe this semi-synthetic bacteria in the journal Nature.
It was quite impressive, actually. Taking it from the test tube into a living cell is definitely a significant step forward.
Ross Thayer is a biochemist at the University of Texas at Austin. He says now scientists can start exploring some basic questions, like why life settled on just 4 genetic letters.
And what is the potential for adding more? And can we develop more complicated living systems with these new pieces?
He says all of this gets at how living systems store and transform information, which could help us understand how life got started in the first place. Still, going forward, this kind of work will raise both scientific and ethical challenges. In this study, the bacteria's cellular machinery just copied the foreign letters. Romsberg says those letters he added didn't give the cell any new instructions.
We didn't want to look at that step yet. We only wanted to look at the process of storing the genetic information.
But he would like to use man-made genetic letters to encode instructions that the cell could actually read and use, letting life do things that it never could before. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.